this is The Takeaway. Big headline now. Jerry the Bagman Brown bans bags in Beverly Hills and everywhere else in the state of California. Yes, California has become the first state in the nation to insist on reusable shopping bags, or a 10-cent fee for the paper variety, and a ban on those single-use plastic bags altogether. Joining us is Scott Detrow, Sacramento Bureau Chief for KQED Public Radio. Scott, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How controversial was this ban, and what's the issue? Is it energy because of the bags, plastic bags require a lot of energy to make, or is it more of a solid waste question?
I think, yeah, in terms of the concern that they were trying to address, it's more the solid waste. It's that these bags end up in waterways, they end up on the ground, they end up all over the place, and it was really an effort to try and curb back a large source of pollution in the eyes of the people who were trying to push this. In terms of controversy, it's not like this had been on the top of minds of every Californian. This was not exactly a diner conversation as the debate happened, but it is something that supporters have been trying to push for several years. And up until this year, they had failed over and over and over again, but they were able to make some key concessions to business communities, got this to the governor's desk, and Governor Jerry Brown signed it this year.
It's also an indication that things are really changing as far as what people will tolerate in terms of environmental regulations at the consumer level.
Yeah, I think that's fair. California is the first to do this on a statewide level, but there's already more than 100 local bans in California alone. In fact, that's a big reason why the governor signed it. He said he'd rather have one statewide policy in place. And you see more and more cities putting this type of measure in place as well. It's not exactly the smoking ban that kind of took off exponentially about a decade ago, but you've got Chicago with a ban in place, Seattle with a plastic bag ban in place, Washington, D.C. has a fee on plastic bags. So more and more cities are tackling this issue as well.
And is there a plastic bag industry that is affected by these sorts of bans? Plastic bags, I'm so used to them like the air that for them to go away, it would seem that there would be an impact somewhere else.
Yeah, there is. And they had fought against this measure really hard in the past. And one of the key concessions to get this to the finish line was $2 million in job training grants that the state will make available so that people who work in these kind of manufacturing plants making plastic bags out of petroleum offshoots would be able to get job training for other careers. Still, moments after the governor announced he signed the bill, you had a coalition of bag manufacturers saying they're already taking steps to challenge this through the referendum process.
You know, there's one other thing that really has changed in the years when this was first really a controversy, and that is the paper bag, which was once the problem, is now an alternative because of the growth of recycling. I mean, all bags are recycled paper, and I would have thought that paper bags would be just as onerous as plastic bags, but no.
Yeah, though it's not exactly being set up as kind of the great alternative here, in that if you want a paper bag at the store, you still have to pay a fee under this new system. You have to pay a 10-cent fee for the right to have a paper bag at checkout. And also, some criticism came up because one of the other deals that were cut is that fee doesn't go to the state. It doesn't go to a recycling fund or an environmental cleanup fund like fees do in other places like D.C. The stores that sell you the product get to keep the revenue for themselves under this system. They're supposed to use it for job training. But a lot of questions were raised about what exactly they'll be doing with this money and how much local stores are going to be profiting off of this bag fee.
And there's no way that paper bags cost 10 cents. So I suspect there's a hefty profit there somewhere. Maybe another story will do with you, Scott.
Yeah, it's something that a lot of lawmakers want to follow up on, because if they're using it to transition, after a few years, once the transition's happened, what are they doing with that revenue?
Scott Detrow, Sacramento Bureau Chief for KQED Public Radio. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.